The Japanese government says it may ask major businesses to reduce the power they use this coming summer by 25%. Japan has been dealing with rolling blackouts since last month's earthquake and tsunami crippled a major nuclear power complex. Such huge new cuts may be hard to live with, as NPR's Jim Ciroli reports.
Most people in Japan have a story to tell about where they were on March 11th. Tetsu Tada was here in the offices of technology company Nihon Unisys, where he works as general manager. Tada says minutes after the earthquake, employees didn't know what to expect.
They were very surprised because there are so frequent aftershocks after the main earthquake. Every 5 minutes there was an aftershock.
That night, nearly 1,000 Unisys workers who couldn't make it home slept on the floor. The next week, Unisys let employees work at home because train service was spotty. Unisys also began taking steps to conserve energy. It shifted its work schedule. It shut down elevators. Tada says men have been told not to wear neckties so they'll be more comfortable in unair-conditioned rooms.
The office like this, there's not so many things to do. But we reduced the lighting by 50% in this office.
So what's that like, working with 50% less light?
We can work, of course. But, you know, in the summertime, I foresee there's some difficulties if there is no air conditioning.
Tokyo is sweltering in the summer, and in many large glass office towers, windows can't be opened. Now the government says it wants large power users to cut energy use by a quarter this summer. I asked Tada, who handles disaster planning at Unisys, if he thought that was possible.
So it's very hard. It's very hard. As of today, I have no idea, actually.
In fact, a lot of people here say the 25% target will be tough to meet. Japan has had to import almost all of its energy, so it's learned to be energy efficient. Environmental consultant Rebecca Green, who lives in Tokyo, says even before the disaster, many office buildings kept their temperature at 80 or higher. She says manufacturers have been encouraged to find ways to make do with less energy.
The production processes in Japan are already very efficient, so to shave off 25% on the electricity side would be very challenging. So we're really talking about shifts in production.
Companies will have to do what medical device company Nihon Koden is contemplating. The Tokyo company makes defibrillators that are a familiar sight in Japanese airports, schools, and office buildings. Operating officer Fumio Hilose says the company is planning how to cut power use if it's asked.
We can outsource 30% of our parts to other factories in Japan where there are no power shortages. We can also shift our work schedules so fewer people are working in the middle of the day.
He believes Nihon Koden can probably meet the government's targets, but he's not sure about other companies in his industry.
Some manufacturers have clean rooms and climate-controlled technology, and it's more difficult for them to stop and start their operations. So I have heard many of them may have to relocate within Japan.
Still, there is a strong sense of sacrifice after March 11th, and Japan's businesses, like its people, say they're willing to do what it takes to cut power use. Their sense of common purpose will surely be tested as spring passes into summer. Jim Ciroli, NPR News, Tokyo.